Hello, folks, it's Doug Dyke. This year we have decided not to do a parent meeting in person, but have decided to have our coaches, myself, and the trainer record audio files so you will have them at your leisure to listen to anytime you want to. They will be listed on the beaathletics.org website. You will click on winter, then go to the sport like wrestling, then click on the level, so varsity, and then click on team files. And there you will find my audio file, plus the head coach, plus the trainer. Plus we will have important info like picture dates and senior nights, the team rules, daily schedule, game schedules, and parent-coach communication. So other things that I need to go over are the first day of practice for all winter sports is Monday, November 18th. Before any athlete can participate, he or she must have turned in either a completed physical packet or a research packet if they played a PIAA fall sports packet. We did our free physicals in middle of October. So if you're hearing this message and you know someone that still wants to do a sport, they will have to get the physical on their own. We do offer the late buses, as most of you already know. They leave at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and Friday they leave at 5:45. If there's no school for students, there is no late buses. However, you could still have practices scheduled, whereas then the parent will be involved in getting the student to and from practice. The code of conduct will be also listed on the website. You would have gotten a copy of that with your son or daughter's packet. Academic eligibility, students must be passing 4 credits each week. If there's an end of a 9 weeks, they must have passed at least 4 credits for the 9 weeks. If they're not eligible on a weekly basis, you will be notified via the coach, and then your son or daughter is ineligible that week from Sunday midnight to the following Sunday midnight. Attendance is important. First of all, our students are allowed to come in no later than 9:50 without a doctor's note. If they come in before 9:50, a parent note is fine. However, if they come in after 9:50, they have to have a doctor's note or they will not be able to participate that evening in any practice or event. Also, if a student misses more than 20 days in a semester, that's 2 9-weeks, per the PIAA, they are ineligible until they attend 45 school days after the 20th absence. So if your son or daughter's missed a lot of days already this school year, you need to keep that in mind. Sportsmanship is key. Indoor events, it's even more important because everybody's closer together and things can be heard by officials and security staff and game managers. So don't be like I used to do and sometimes lose your cool, or you may be asked to leave the event, and if it happens more than once, you may not be allowed to come to any more events for the school year. So let's keep everything in mind. We are in dire need of officials in all sports, so if you know of anyone that would like to become a PIAA official, have them get a hold of me, because like I said, we're really getting in trouble. We may actually have to cancel events or move events due to lack of officials. Cancellations due to weather. You will be notified via text, phone call, email. I'll also post it on my BEA Athletics Facebook page. So be patient. But if school's canceled, 95% of the time, that means everything's canceled that day. Finally, our trainer, again, is Scott DeVore. He's in his 27th year. And like I said, he will have a 5-minute audio file posted on the web. He also has an assistant this year. Her name is Ashley Struble. So, Scott, you know, listen to his information. And if you have any questions, he will tell you how to get a hold of himself. If you need to reach me, my cell phone number is 814-280-0250. And my email address is douglas.dyke, which is D-Y-K-E, at BEASD.net. Thank you.